This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And a good day to you, those who are listening live for June 20th, 2012. My name is Doug Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Welcome, Doug. Vicki. Good evening to all of our audience. It's a happy solstice.
Yes, and tonight we're going to be doing our rite of signature for the solstice season. So glad everybody could join us. If you're joining us live, it's good to have you. If you are listening to the archive, it's also good to have you. Metaphysical Universe is a program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower humanity, the human condition. Oh, gosh. Explore and talk about science and spirituality and all those things, including practical life skills. That's a big part of what we do, too. So good to have you. Dr. John Hightower is also, of course, with us behind the scenes. And if you'd like to call in and make comments or anything, I'm sure we'll have time tonight. So feel free to do that. Or if you have some comments in the chat room, that would be great, too. So good to have you. So let's talk about this rite of signature and kind of, if you haven't listened to this program, the rite of signature, previously, then we'll talk about what it is and where it comes from and what the purpose is and that sort of a thing. It's there are basically four times during the year when we have ceremonies, and the summer solstice, for those of us in the northern hemisphere, is this rite of signature. And signature is simply, it means a light or a source of light. And so we use this, these four times during the year, to kind of reflect on where have we been, where are we going, what have we accomplished. And so that's the point. And it's just a way to do that. And of course, there's the verbiage that's actually in the rite itself, which we will get to in a few minutes and read through that, and kind of sets the stage. So we've got a couple of announcements tonight. We have a couple of IMHS graduates, or students, I should say, who are graduating, and I'd like to honor them. Betty Fletcher, she's graduating with her doctoral degree in spiritual counseling. Actually, hers is metaphysical ministry, but it includes spiritual counseling. And then we've got Jose DeJay, who's actually getting her second doctoral degree. She got her first one a few months ago in metaphysical science. Now she's getting a second one in holistic life coaching. So congratulations to both of those students. And we have more on the way. So if you're not a student of the Metaphysics Institute, we would love to have you. You can specialize in a number of different areas and basically take it to the next level. It's a great learning experience.
So, boy, if we were to ask those ladies, what have you been doing in the last 3, 6, 12 months? You know, I guess we know what they've been doing. Working hard.
Yeah.
Studying, writing.
Yeah, they have.
Big accomplishments. You know, and I guess that we were talking about before, you know, earlier today, Doug, about these particular moments of time where we say, wow, you know, it's the solstice, and reflect a little bit and, you know, what's growing in our life and where are we going? So it's that taking that pause, pushing the pause button and just reflecting for a second. Wow, you know, it's 3, 6 months ago, life was different.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's a good way to, you know, step in and measure ourselves in the progress of our life sometimes.
It is. I mean, and we can just ask that question to the audience. I mean, one of my students, Manisha, from India, who just recently graduated, Dr. Manisha now, and, I mean, she's obviously had some accomplishments here in the last 3 months. Of course, it's taken longer than that, but ask those who are listening, you know, where are you at today? How have you grown to, you know, at this point, more than you were 3 months ago or 6 months ago? What have you done? Or a year ago? How is your life different today than it was 1 year ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago? And we just have another live listener, another graduate, Dr. Casey, welcome.
Ah, there she is. Congratulations. That's awesome. Awesome work. Yeah, it's a pretty amazing time when we think about it. 2012 and we're in this countdown. But I think, Doug, I think because people feel like they're on this measure, and it's this apocalyptic moment, you know, that, okay, where am I? So maybe I think, and what I gather from people is they're taking inventory just a little bit more. But I think also life is so busy with technology and, you know, people are working and getting on with their lives, and there are stresses all over the planet and the economies and so on, that I think it's even more valuable to just check in with self. Here I am. Here's my family. I have good friends. You know, just really take inventory of your little circle, you know, and that's why I think people are more sensitive, or certainly getting a little bit more sensitive, and for so many levels of reasons. It's something that we should all do all the time, is to gauge ourselves.
Yeah.
Be present, live in the moment, but gauge ourselves. Are we a better human being? That's always my thing. At the end of every day, I want to know that I have learned something, change something, that I have become a better human being, just even by a small fraction, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if you just quit talking or if you dropped off, but
I think I must have dropped off because I was talking.
Oh, you must have.
I've dropped off before. It's not the first time.
That's funny.
Yeah, she's. You know, maybe this is a good time. You know, we have John sitting in the background all the time. Maybe we could have John join us for a few minutes before we get into our ceremony, because John's had a lot of changes in these last numbers of months, and especially this last year. He's a graduate. He's just made all kinds of changes in his life. Are you there, John?
Yes, I'm here. How is everyone tonight? I hope they're doing very well. And once again, congratulations to the new graduates.
Awesome.
It's a milestone. It's a milestone, you know. It's something to really be proud of and hold your head up high about.
That's true, because you earn it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, they hear, you know, about different schools and things that, you know, you just buy it and it sends it on. They send on your degree to you and you're done. But no, MCHS or IMHS is a completely different setup. You actually sit down, you look at the work, and you do it. You get the materials, and you know, you really sit down, and you know, it's like, you know, when you're looking at it, for me, anyways, out of my experience, and I'll try to express that in a simple manner, but it really is like Doug's sitting there talking straight to you, you know. I mean, the work, it makes you think, you know, you want to go do, and you become motivated each course that you pass. You know, you're one more, you know, you're just a step closer to what you have going on with yourself.
And it's a big challenge.
Whatever,
it challenged me.
I think, say it again, John. I think we might have lost you.
I said, it puts you closer to what you really want when you begin. You know, I have to admit, I was kind of a nervous wreck when I first started. I really was indecisive. But, you know, as I got to around course four or course five, and then I went back and really looked at course one, two, and three, and four, you know, by the time I was done with five, I was like, well, it's time that I can move on. You know, there's no reason to be nervous, because, you know, you understand, you know, by the time you're at six, you know, you start understanding what it is to be a self-accepting person and a self-actualized person.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Good for you, John.
Yeah.
But I'll move on with my experiences. Oh, go ahead, Vicki.
No, I was going to ask you, how do you define the past year then for yourself, as what kinds of changes that you made?
Well, a lot of changes have been internally. You know, these past couple of shows has been, you know, some of the things that I have been working on, you know, the positive thinking, gratitude, having gratitude for life. You know, at one time, you know, it seems when we're younger, you know, we understand this, you know, kind of subconsciously, you know, but we don't exactly understand it consciously enough because of the fact that, you know, we're dealing with all of our friends in life and we're trying to put our life in perspective, you know. And I kind of feel that, and so we lose that person. You know, it's almost like, over time, you tell yourself so much that, you know, this isn't what it's supposed to be. Now I have to do this because you keep telling yourself, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. And normally, you know, you've lost your own rights to yourself, you know, after a while.
That's
you
know,
true. Do you feel that you've really gained in that way in this past year, John?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of, in a way, I've made James Allen and a couple of other books that Doug has talked about, you know, kind of sort of my core reading, elements right now, including the principles of the church. I mean, it's almost, you know, and even, you know, meditating upon those words or even giving affirmation of those words, you know, gives that enforcement of, you know, and it really does. It brings you to, you know, the understanding of who you are and why you are. You know, you go back and you listen to older shows and, you know, it just makes you just come to life. You know, I mean, at least it did for me. You know, I don't know how everybody else, you know, has experienced it. But, you know, for me, it's brought me, you know, out of, you know, I want to say for lack of better words, conscious deadness. You know, consciousness, you know, dead.
Yeah, that's a good term.
Yeah, I mean, it, and, you know, it's more like I had a lot of blocks, you know. Disabling beliefs I had, you know, that, you know, just what they just weren't befitting of, you know, being human anymore. You know, I mean, and then, you know, you sit down and you really cultivate within yourself what you want of yourself, who you want to be, you know, how you want to live your life, you know, and handle, you know, the people skills now, and handle those other people who want to tell you, well, no, I think you should do this, or I think you should do that, but treat them in a nice manner, you know, with a little tender loving kindness, you know, then maybe they'll understand, you know, that it's time for you to, you know.
And what you're talking about here, John, is taking your power back. Basically,
yes,
being self-possessed. You're no longer possessed by other people. You're possessed by you. You retake possession of yourself.
Well, I heard something there, too, that was really critical. I think, John, when you say disabling beliefs, I think that this is a pretty big core challenge with people, most people, you know, that, okay, what are the beliefs that I have that disable my life? That's huge. That's a monumental task. And freeing, it's to me that the ultimate freedom is to move beyond that.
Well, disabling beliefs are the reason for all these issues that we have through life. You know, whether it's toxic relationships or just problems in adversity, a lot of it can be traced right back to disabling beliefs and not accepting yourself for who you are and unconditionally. And so, John, what you're talking about is great. Good stuff. I mean,
my specialization was paranormal science. I think when I started out, I was in metaphysical science, right?
Yeah.
And I got my master's in specializing in metaphysical science. But I said, well, you know, I wanted to do something that I'd wanted to do for the longest of time. I mean, yeah, I've been on paranormal investigations, but not, you know, ones that used critical thinking skills, you know. And once I decided to, you know, I think it was a year before I actually started taking the course at IMHS. It was the year before that, you know, I had a diploma in astrology parapsychology. And, you know, I guess it's because, you know, since I was young, you know, a lot of people you know, have an interest in psychic ability, the paranormal, you know, and the such. And so I wanted to build off from that, really. And, you know, it gave me the courage from all the past courses, you know, to go ahead and become a certified paranormal investigator and become, you know, a certified leading paranormal investigator as well. You know, there's a lot of things there that, you know, I look at back at other leadership training that I've had, you know, from, you know, high school, you know, ROTC. I think even Doug's mentioned, you know, that it's not really about the military. He was right. You know, I look at a lot of the leadership training that I've had, you know, back then. It's phenomenal that, you know, you actually look back at a lot of that and you realize that you were setting yourself up for being a mismanaged leader.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because here in a few weeks we're going to be going over some of the specializations at the school, Metaphysics Institute. We're going to talk about, you know, what it means to be a paranormal researcher, parapsychologist, ufologist, and we're going to take some of these different specializations like spiritual counseling, life coaching, hypnosis, et cetera, and discuss those on some shows to kind of delve a little deeper into them. And so if folks are interested in what it means to be an anomalous researcher, then you'll want to stay tuned for those upcoming shows. And, you know, John, you talked about a few minutes ago, you talked about going back and reviewing the archives. And if we're kind of talking within the context of where, you know, where have you come, not just you, John, or any one person, but everybody listening, where have you come in the last 6 months? Well, I'm just looking over some of the archive shows that we've done this year alone, just this year, starting in January. You know, we started out with Doomsday 2012, Reality or Myth, and, you know, I'm here to tell you we're all going to die on December 20th. That was a good catch, right? We're all going to die in December, so make sure you have your End of the World party on December 21st. It's a Friday, so you shouldn't have to work.
There you go.
That day. But, you know, we talked about that. I'm just kidding. You know, you go back and listen to that archive. But, you know, here's some other titles that we've talked about. Understanding Channeling and Spirit Possession. Chasing and Catching Your Life Dreams. We had Dr. David Blenders as a guest for that show. Another show, Living with Commitment, Integrity, and Pride. In February, we talked about the challenges of enlightenment. And then Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels. Sacred Obligations for Successful Living, Finding Your Motivation and Momentum. We talked about the energy and architecture, does design influence energy? In March, we talked about how to become a fireproof employee. You know, there's some practical life skills. We talked about the magic of self-belief. How to Live Before You Die was another March show. In April, what it means to be human. And then also in April, Vicki talked about her body-thought-memory integration, how to release the past and embrace the future. We talked about finding and strengthening your self-confidence, self-healing with thoughts and energy. We talked about, in May, finding and enhancing your creativity, characteristics of success, inspiring the human spirit, 9 principles for changing your life, your relationships in the world. And this month, a couple of weeks ago, we had Betty Fletcher, who's just about to graduate, Dr. Betty Fletcher, talking about meditation and positive consciousness. Last week, we talked about when to ask for help. So we've had a lot of shows just this year, a lot of different topics that all include some great practical life skills and nuggets and topics for personal growth and evolution. So where have you come? And I'm talking just out to the listenership here. Where have you come in the last 6 months? How are you different today than you were 6 months ago? That's the point of this rite of signature tonight. It's also to remind us to look within for those answers. Doesn't mean we can't ask for guidance here and there, but really make sure that we remain our own counselor. And that's the point of this ceremony tonight. So,
you know, I might also suggest to people that, because my work as a spiritual counselor, one of the things I like to encourage folks to do in marriages, partnerships, is to take a moment to get to know each other again. Like, ask, who are you? How have you changed in the last year? or in the last 6 months. And it's be interested in who you're with, and even your friends. Ask the questions. Be interested, because these are wonderful milestone moments, you know, that can, okay, we haven't had time for a date in a few months, but wow, it's solstice. Let's sit down, light the candle, you know, tune in. Who are you? Who am I? And it's a really good time, you know, to just, again, that little measure of sharing, not just with yourself to yourself, but sharing with others. And that's why I appreciate the solstice, and I'm so grateful to have this show to share it with other people, because I've been celebrating the solstice for many, many, many years, but very often by myself.
Well, you're not by yourself tonight.
That's right.
Hey, John, thanks for coming on and talking with us tonight.
You're very welcome, and once again, congratulations to everyone, and I hope that you succeed in whatever that you endeavor to do.
Thanks, John. I'm sure they will. Now, John's on our phone lines, too, so after we do this ceremony here coming up in a moment, if you'd like to give us a call and share how your life has changed, we'd love to hear from you. Tonight's show will probably be a little bit shorter, but you know, we have time to take calls, so if you'd like to, the numbers are on your screen, and Dr. John Hightower will be there to answer your call, and he'll route you to us. So,
or certainly write it in the chat room. People who are signed in to Blog Talk Radio, feel free to make little comments in there. One of us catches them, so we're always interested.
All right, so the way that the ceremony works is it'll start off with a little bell, and then there is a dialogue that we will go through, and it will kind of explain what we're doing here. And if you have a candle, that would be great. You can join us with the candle, because the candle does represent life and represents things within this ceremony. So if you got it, that's great. Use it. And Vicki, unless you have anything further to talk about prior, let's go ahead and do it.
I'm ready to go, Doug.
Ready to go. Okay, so as we begin, everyone take a deep breath. Just allow yourself to settle. Allow yourself to center. Just take a moment to relax. Breathe deep again. Clear your mind. And we'll begin. With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of signature for the northern ecliptic, the time of year in which the sun is at its northernmost point on the celestial sphere. This is the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere and the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
Through the universe of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. In this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. And in each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
Cynosure is a light, a guide, a star. As the moon is the cynosure during the season of longer nights, and the sun is the cynosure during the season of longer days, we are attracted to and guided by the cynosure of the divinity within us. In our darkest hour, we are comforted and strengthened by the brilliant star imbued within our human spirit. As the flame before us is complete within itself, and needs no other spark to sustain it, we too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame, our star, our cynosure is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
During the solstice season, we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the one, so the other. So our purpose, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent, for like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right and the fire in our soul to immerse all that is in the light of our positive intent and universal consciousness. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within, joined with the universe, creations begin. Brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, We affirm the transference of its symbolic light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light, a signature shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. And this completes the rite of signature for the Northern Ecliptic. We thank you for joining us in the ceremony tonight. Please look forward with us to the next ceremony. It's going to be the fall equinox, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. It's going to be on our show is going to be on September 19th, but the equinox is around the 21st, 22nd of September. But we will celebrate that with the ceremony on September 19th. So hopefully the verbiage, the words within this ceremony have stirred you a little bit, have encouraged you a little bit, have given you pause, got you thinking, what's going to happen in the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next year in your life? What are you going to accomplish? How is your life going to be different then than it is now? Better, improved, different. What goals will you achieve? What mile markers will you attain? Those are things to think about, and hopefully we've gotten you thinking. And don't forget to use the technique about writing your history in advance. You know, fast forward your mind, your visualization to that future point, and then work backwards from there. How did you get there? You know, there's so much to life, folks. There's so many good things to be had, and sometimes when we have some adversity, when things are in a state of disorder, which is what adversity is, you know, it's hard to see that light at the end of the tunnel. It's hard to see how things can be any different, but I'm here to tell you that things can change in an instant. You just never know. It's important to maintain that positive intent, that deliberate intent of gratitude, and put it out there because that's who you are, and you send it out knowing that this too shall pass. It always does. If you don't like your circumstances today, just wait for a bit. They'll pass. They always pass. But make sure that you learn that spiritual lesson at the same time, that lesson contained in the adversity, in that state of disorder. Put things back in their proper order, and the adversity goes away in due time, in fairly quick order, too. You know, so don't lose faith. Don't lose hope, because that's all we've got. And wherever you're at, if you're in a good place in your life, more power to you. I know it took work to get there, and good for you. If you're not yet where you want to be, don't give up. Hang in there. Even when it looks the darkest, it doesn't mean anything. It just means not enough time has passed, not enough lessons learned, but you can learn them. And you can continue to move forward, because it'll change. You can get whatever you want. You can achieve whatever you want. It's up to you. Keep listening. Keep growing. Keep learning. Change that energy signature about you. And you do that simply by learning new things, adopting new principles, applying them in your life. So, we don't have any calls of anyone who wanting to share how your life's different. I'll give you a moment. Nothing I can see in the chat room, so hopefully everybody's just thinking too much. Vicki, are you still with me?
Oh, I was just listening to you, Doug. I love it. And aside from, you know, the fact that you've got a great voice and it's wonderful, it's, you know, what you're...
You're too kind.
You know, what you're talking about, it resonates. And I can only imagine it resonates with so many others who may hear it also. And we all have our moments. We all have our days, and sometimes it's taking 5 minutes at a time because, oh, I can't even think about this afternoon. I got to get through this morning, you know. And if things get overwhelming, you know, it's take one thing at a time. And so what you're saying resonates, and we're all in changes. Many of us are in changes. I know I'm moving. Everyone, I'm packing up and negotiating with people to move my horses and my dogs, my cats, and you know, getting a truck and my kids are helping out. And it's a wonderful experience that I have to remember because moving is overwhelming.
Well, they made some special arrangements for you on the mothership, right?
They sure did. And everything is just now falling into place. But it was quite a waiting game for a while to get everything into place.
And go ahead.
I'm excited about this next month because when you say where are you going in 3 months, 6 months, I'm very excited, very optimistic. But, you know, faith and hope are two really profoundly moving words if we really meditate on them. Faith is that stillness. You know, it's that universal stillness to me. Hope is that active word that we put out into our lives to move forward. And, you know, sometimes we have to work them a little bit and really meditate on what that means. And as you say, Doug, never give up faith and hope.
Yeah, never
do
it.
Knowing who we are and what we're made of. I would say this. In the last 6 months, I took another step in peeling away a layer of myself to go way inside. Who am I without the physical world, without attachments, without emotional attachments? Who am I? What am I really made of? And, you know, I mean, I kind of liked myself before, but I like myself even more now. And it is like peeling away sometimes. And we all need those. I mean, I knew it when it was happening because I'm old enough to understand the process. But it's seeing it in hindsight now, I go, wow, you know, there's some really extraordinary things to learn about myself and how I see life, how I interact, how I move energy, how I move through my life, and greatest, most enormous appreciation for those people closest to me in my life. And, you know, Doug, I'll say this to you. You've been a great friend to me through a lot of, geez, Doug, nothing yet, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the value that we have not only in ourselves, but there's always somebody around that we can share a story with or cup of coffee with and, you know, vent it out a little bit and move forward. Because every piece of energy, every exertion of energy is a movement. We may not think it is, but it is a movement. And sometimes things just have to synchronize. I kind of visualize this big spider web, kind of like the universal energies, and there is an intersection. And when you hit on your intersection, wow, things start to open up. But it's just waiting for that moment. Sometimes it's that patience, you know, and patience with ourselves more than anything, and
yes,
just letting it intersect.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was thinking that a few minutes ago, patience. And I'll be the first to tell you that, you know, 5 years ago, I had no clue I'd be here talking to you like this. All I knew is I kept working and working and working at it, and trying to fulfill my mission and purpose at the time, which is pretty much the same as what it is today, and that is leaving the woodpile a little bit higher than I found it, helping people to move past things that hold them back, you know, getting rid of those disabling thoughts, as John put earlier in the show. And that's always been what I do, who I am, what I do, and it manifests, has manifested in a variety of ways, everything from secular management seminars, leadership seminars with a metaphysical twist to, you know, dealing with alcoholic relationships to coaching and counseling and all kinds of different things, even into the paranormal research realm. And they were all different manifestations of my particular skill set, my interests, my things I've learned and picked up along the way. But I'll tell you, I'm still learning, just like everybody. I'm still growing, just like everybody. And 5 years ago, I had no idea. I was trying to make it work, trying to make, you know, a life, trying to achieve that point in my life where I felt like I was being successful for my own definition, and it seemed elusive. It's, you know, there have been the hardships, just like everybody's had. There's been the adversity. There's been the tough times. Everybody's experienced these things, and so have I. And so you wonder, when's it going to happen for you? When are you going to get there? When are you going to be able to really feel like you're doing what you should be doing. And, you know, there's a certain amount of education that's involved. Everything I've done in my life, everything I've experienced in my life, every wrong turn, every right turn, every victory, every defeat, everything about it, everything I've done was to bring me to this place, to form MCHS Church, to found the Metaphysics Institute. That's what it was all for. This is one of those things, like, you know, if you're psychic, you know it, and it's hard to explain to others, you know, who are not psychic, what it's like. Well, the same is true here. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It all came together. It's like, it's uncanny. It's just that qualia. It's that knowing. It's that, you know, as much as I know I'm male, I know this. And it's a learning experience for me. That's what I'm trying to convey here. Don't give up. If I had given up, we wouldn't be talking, and other lives would not have changed. You know, I change lives, and they change mine. We all change each other. We all grow together, and we all strive for a more balanced, orderly, evolutionary world and human condition that's enhanced. So don't give up. Hang in there. Just keep your focus on what you want. Don't, you know, focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Focus on your goals, defining it, and pay attention to what the universe is telling you. You know, if you need more education, go get it. You never quite know what's going to happen. I mean, look at Vicky. You know, a little over a year ago, she had no idea who I was, vice versa. And, you know, and it's just her association because it clicked with her. And here she is, and she's home. You know, come on home, folks. There is a home here. You know, you want to make the world a better place. You want to enhance your life. There are ways to do it. Come home.
And be connected with people of like heart.
Mm-hmm.
And of like mind. And here's the thing that, you know, I find such, and I think John can attest to this too, and John is such a wonderful support of MCHS and IMHS, and I'm always so grateful for John. I never tell him that often enough, I'm afraid. But, you know, it's this home is feeling connected with a philosophy that does not infringe. It does not judge. It is not that cultish, oh, go this way or else. There is no threat of being yeah. wrong. There is no condition to being loved. It is the support to think, support to be the individual you're born to be. It is the connectedness to aspire to something greater than we knew of ourselves yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no safer, greater place, I believe truly, than MCHS for that very reason. And this show is just our way of giving a vehicle to talk to you, to hear voices, to, you know, educate, but also bring some humor, we hope, mm-hmm. once in a while. Because, you know, we're all, humor's a good thing. And to celebrate life and each other in this connected way. So, you know, tell your friends about us and join in. Because the more that joins, the greater the light, the brighter the light. And we just spread that light all over the planet. So I want to thank you, Doug Kelly, for being my friend and for being a colleague and for being such a great support and leader to so many people. Because without your path, I wouldn't have found my way into this path. So I'm very grateful.
Well, I appreciate your nice, kind words, and I feel the same. And I've met so many great people, so many great students, so many brilliant students at Metaphysics Institute, and, you know, we all learn from each other. So, you know, heed the words we've talked about tonight. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Trust in yourself. Be a real live human being. Don't take yourself too seriously. Understand that we're all just trying to figure it all out. You know, we're all the same that way. So visit us at mchschurch.org, Metaphysics Institute. metaphysicsmedicine.org, and you can learn more about our brand of metaphysics. Next week, we are going to be talking about finding peace in your life, and then we're going to be taking a few weeks off, basically the month of July off, a little bit of a summer break, and we'll be back in August, and some good stuff, some different programs. So tune in next week, tell others about us. Until next week, have a great night, everyone. Good night.
Good night, everyone.